T-minus 3 minutes 30 seconds. Checking main engine steering. Verifying that the main engines now are in the start position. Pressurizing the liquid oxygen tank.
For ETLO2 pressurization.
I'll now be retracting the gaseous oxygen vent arm.
ELT, OGC, clear caution and warning. Memory, verify no unexpected errors.
Caution and warning, memory is clear, no unexpected errors.
Copy that. Endeavour OTC, close and lock your visors, initiate O2 flow.
Endeavour and work.
T-minus 2 minutes and counting.
TLS is go for ET LH2 pressurization.
Minute 30 seconds.
Now arming the sound suppression water system. Closing the liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen fill and drain valves. Standing by for the handoff to Endeavour's onboard computers. T-minus 31 seconds and the handoff has occurred.
25. 20.
Firing chain is armed. Hot suppression water system is armed. 10. Go for main start. 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 0, and liftoff for the final launch of Endeavour, expanding our knowledge, expanding our lives in space.
Houston, Endeavour,
roll
program.
Roger,
roll, Endeavour.
Houston is now controlling. Endeavour beginning to pull over onto its back. The roll program underway as Endeavour begins the heads down position on course for a 51.6 degree, 136 by 36 statute mile orbit. Engines now throttling down as Endeavour passes through the area of maximum dynamic pressure on the vehicle in the lower atmosphere. Approaching 1 minute into the flight.
Endeavour, go at throttle up.
Roger, go at throttle up.
Endeavour's three main engines now back at full throttle, all three engines in good shape. Endeavour's already traveling 1,300 miles per hour at an altitude of 11 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center, now 12 miles. at liftoff. Endeavour fully fueled, weight 4.5 million pounds. It's already lost half that weight in propellant now, burned that weight. Next event is burnout and separation of the twin solid rocket boosters. That upcoming here shortly at the 2-minute, 3-second point. Those boosters are burning 11,000 pounds of fuel per second. And standing by for separation of the solid rocket boosters. The onboard guidance system has done its job of settling out any dispersions introduced at booster separation. The orbiter is now traveling 3,200 miles per hour, downrange 50 miles, altitude 37 miles. All systems in good shape. Three good hydraulic systems, auxiliary power units, and fuel cells. The fuel cells providing electrical power to all of the systems. Endeavour can reach a TAL site in the event of a single engine failure. However, all three are in good shape. Space Shuttle Endeavour sailing into fair winds on its final historic voyage. This view looking down the external fuel tank, the orbiter there on the top, as Endeavour continues to power its way into orbit, traveling 4,000 miles per hour, downrange 90 miles, altitude 50 miles. 3 minutes, 15 seconds into the flight. All three main engines still looking in good shape, hydraulic systems and electrical systems on board the orbiter.
Endeavour, negative return.
Roger, negative return.
Endeavour can no longer return to the Kennedy Space Center in the event of an engine failure now, but all three are still in good shape, as are all of the other systems aboard the orbiter. Quiet here in Mission Control as a team of flight controllers watches over all of the systems. 4 minutes, 20 seconds into the flight, Endeavour's traveling 5,500 miles per hour. Altitude now 63 miles, traveling downrange 186 miles, or about 335,000 feet in altitude. Environmental and Control Systems Officer here reporting a good flash evaporator system providing cooling to all of the avionics equipment aboard the vehicle. Traveling into space on the forward flight deck is Commander Mark Kelly and Pilot Greg Johnson. Between and behind them is Flight Engineer Roberto Vittori. And rounding out the flight deck crew is Mike Fink.
Endeavour, press to ATO.
Roger, press to ATO.
Endeavour can reach orbit on two engines should one fail at this point. However, all three are still performing as planned. Down on the mid-deck of Endeavour, Drew Feustel and Greg Chamatoff. Feustel headed to the International Space Station for the first time. Vittori and Fink making their first voyage on the space shuttle after flying to the International Space Station aboard Soyuz spacecraft previously.
Endeavour, single engine, Ops 3.
Roger, single engine, Ops 3.
That call indicates that Endeavour could reach a transatlantic abort site on one engine if it lost two of the three, although all three are still in good shape. 5 minutes, 50 seconds into the flight.
Endeavour, press to Miko and single engine, Zaragoza, 104.
Roger, press to Miko, single engine, Zaragoza, 104.
Several calls there. Endeavour can reach a safe orbit on two engines now. The guidance system is controlling the engines to roll Endeavour to a heads-up position to optimize the air-to-ground communications through the satellite network. Flight controllers reporting to Flight Director Richard Jones. They're in good shape.
Your shutdown plan is nominal.
Copy. Shutdown plan is nominal.
For Mark, you're go the plus X, go the pitch.
Roger. Go for the plus X, go for the pitch.
Endeavor, single engine press, 104.
Roger, single engine press, 104.
Endeavor can reach orbit on one engine should two fail. However, all three are still in good shape. The three main engines are flowing fuel through their power systems at a rate equivalent to draining an average backyard swimming pool in 25 seconds. 7 minutes, 20 seconds into the flight. Altitude 64 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center, 630 miles. Endeavour is traveling 13,500 miles per hour. We're now seeing throttling on the three main engines to maintain the 3G or three times gravity load on the vehicle and the crew. Engines at 82% of rated thrust, 8 minutes into the flight. The next activity is a main engine cutoff. That's expected to be commanded at 21 seconds. And main engine cutoff has been confirmed. Flight Dynamics reporting a nominal main engine cutoff. And separation from the external tank. Endeavour's Commander Mark Kelly now firing the thruster jets to position the orbiter for photography of the external tank.
We did see a nominal MECO. Ohms 1 is not
required. Copy. Nominal MECO. Ohms 1 not required.
The pitch-up maneuver will allow for some photography of the external tank as it falls away from the orbiter. To capture images for the imagery analysis team to evaluate any loss of foam from the tank during the launch phase of the vehicle. The residual items floating away there are typically particles of ice that accumulated on the back end of the orbiter during the tanking process while it was sitting on the launch pad. By all indications, all of the flight control team here in Mission Control reporting normal ascent calls all the way uphill. From this early standpoint, there were no issues at all with any of the systems aboard Endeavour on the way into space. Endeavour now safely is into space. The next big activity will be the orbital maneuvering system engine burn to more circularize Endeavour's orbit. Currently, the vehicle's in a 136 by 36 statute mile orbit, very highly elliptical. And that will be refined here in the next 30 minutes to more circularize the orbit on its way to the International Space Station. That link up with the ISS scheduled for early Wednesday morning, about 6:15 in the morning, is the current targeted docking time of Endeavour to the ISS. Again, a fairly routine ascent. All of the calls, abort calls to the flight director all the way uphill were fairly routine. There were no anomalies discussed whatsoever on the way uphill during today's launch.